We have with us Karen.
Hi.
Edible
Gardening. Edible Gardening.
Karen,
this is just beautiful. What is this?
Yeah, what is that, Karen? What did you bring to us?
This is my favorite plant. This is a Scotch bonnet pepper plant. And it's so beautiful because the peppers go from green to red to orange. And I can't even eat them.
Are they hot?
They're very, very hot, yes. One of the hottest peppers.
I was going to say, let's take one off and take a bite.
Go ahead.
No way.
Maybe not.
No, now, orange means what? Are they ultra fire?
They're really, really hot.
So can you pick them when they're green and red?
You can, but it's preferable to pick them when they're red or orange. Then they're a little bit sweeter and don't taste as green.
It's a beautiful plant. I mean, it's amazing to see a plant that has the different colors, because normally when you go to the store, there's red, there's green, there's yellow, but they're all...
I know. That's what I love about it. It's a really beautiful plant. I would never eat anything off of it.
Well, then what's the purpose?
What's the purpose of having it?
Well, the rest of my plants I'll eat, but this one I won't eat.
It's just too hot.
Yeah.
Now, she also has the little seeds that make everything sour taste sweet.
The miracle fruit.
Yes.
I'm using it as a diet aid, which is really fantastic. Because,
how does that work, then?
Well, what you do is you eat the miracle fruit, and it turns things from sour to sweet. And it makes everything delicious. So if after dinner I have a problem, I want cake.
Yeah.
I want chocolate.
Right,
I want sweets.
Karen. Yes.
I want sweets. So I go and I eat a miracle berry, and I can drink a glass of lemonade, and it tastes so delicious. Or I can eat a grapefruit or a lemon.
And that's how you lose weight, having something
And it tastes
sweet.
So sweet and delicious. And you don't feel like you're missing out on anything. And it's a great diet aid. And they're giving it to people now who are who have cancer and are having chemotherapy. And they get that metallic taste in their mouth. And they're giving it to these people so that they'll eat. Because they stop eating because the food tastes so horrible.
Yeah, everything tastes bad.
Yeah,
the only problem with that whole thing was the pit. People are afraid to, because it has a pit.
Big
and
pit.
You have to throw out the pit, and people are afraid you may choke on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how big is the pit? I mean,
it's like your finger. But but I went to restaurants because the same idea that she had. I said, well, what if you do this, this, and that? They said, if it has a pit, we may have a couple of problems.
Mm-hmm.
That's the scary part.
Well, you can't swallow it. You can swallow the pit. Nothing will happen.
Well, do you swallow the whole fruit? Because I thought you
spit
explained
it out.
You chew on it and spit it out.
That's what you do, yeah. You put it in your mouth, and you leave it in your mouth in 40 seconds to a minute, and you take the pulp off the seed with your tongue, and you just slide it all around your mouth for about 40 seconds to a minute, and everything for the next 40 minutes to 2 hours tastes sweet.
It's unbelievable.
And what if you were to eat something that is already sweet?
It tastes really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost really sickening sweet.
But listen, we're way ahead of ourselves here. Tell us how you got involved at the Yellow and Green Farmers Market. Why is it that you're involved with this and some of the other things that you do? Because you do a lot of stuff.
I do. I go to people's homes and I teach them how to grow their own food. I go to schools. I give lectures. I'm at the Ann Cold Nature Center a couple times every year giving a lecture on how to grow your own food. I got
when
into it.
When you say
it,
grow your own food, you're talking vegetable garden?
Vegetable gardening, yes.
Okay.
I got into it because I worked at night for many years. I had nothing to do during the day. And it just gave me something to do during the day, and it became just a great love of mine. And it's just unbelievable, just eating this way. I love it. It feels good. It tastes good. It's cheaper. And it's fun.
So when you go to someone's house to coach them essentially on how to do their own garden, do you just kind of get down in the dirt with them and work with them? And
I do if they need that. It depends on the client. You know, everyone's got information in certain areas. What I try to do is fill in the blanks, and I keep it pretty simple, because I'll tell you, reading some of these agricultural books and books on how to grow, they can be very, very confusing. And what I like to do is just get rid of all the information that you really don't need and just keep it simple. And it can be pretty broken down pretty easily that way.
What's the most popular vegetable that people like to grow?
Tomatoes.
I knew it.
And you know something? When I was a kid, my parents had me grow tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, acres of tomatoes. I cannot stand tomatoes.
You don't like tomatoes?
I hate growing them.
Where are you from?
So much. I'm from New York, but I went to Puerto Rico for high school, and he had tomato. We have farms of tomato. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really not very easy to grow tomatoes
it's
here.
It's a pain to grow tomatoes.
Which is why
anywhere.
People love Jersey tomatoes.
Yes. You really need that cold spell to give that tomato that final sweetness. And sometimes the tomatoes that stay on the vine here are on the vine so for so long that they get mealy. And so you can never, well, people come up to me all the time from the north and say, why can't I get a good tomato? And I'd say the best tomato is probably the Florida Ugly Ripe to grow yourself in your backyard.
Oh, is that right?
The Florida Ugly Ripe, go to Publix, get yourself a nice tomato, save the seeds, put them on your counter for about 2 weeks, dry them out, and then plant them, and you'll have wonderful tomatoes.
Now, the other thing that I read is that
you've got to learn how to do this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you got to go down there and see how these guys just operate. Everything's natural. It's just unbelievable. The other thing I read was that you do a lot of work with high schoolers.
Yes.
And you've won awards, and you've been on the news. You've been all over the place and some of them. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Are you a celebrity, Karen?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess. No. I was a guardian ad litem. I loved being a guardian ad litem. I was for a couple of years, and I won two awards for helping children. And I was a guardian ad litem in Miami. And that's someone who aids the kids that are going through the court process and becoming wards of the state. And they need someone to speak up for them in court. I really love working with kids. That's why I got into this, too. I love growing vegetables, but I love to teach kids how to grow their own food because they're so amazed. And they love it so much, and they eat their vegetables.
Well, you know something? In this country, we don't grow stuff anymore. No. You got a handful of farmers. They got tech, you know, machines to do it. We're not of the earth anymore in this country.
We've lost the earth. Yeah. We have to get back to it. Yeah. And I know there's a lot of things on the market now. There's these grow towers and hydroponics and all that kind of stuff. You really need to get into the earth. That's the purpose.
I got a question from Rick in, looks like, Kansas City. He wants to know if it's easy to grow. He must like these hot peppers.
Very easy.
And how does he get seeds for this and everything? You have a website, phone number?
Okay. Seeds you can get, look on the internet and Google seeds. Burpee sells them, Southern Exposure, you've got Park Seed, you've got several different seed companies. So just go on the internet and Google seeds for sale. Peppers are easy to grow, very easy, and they grow down here in Zone 10. We're in South Florida, Zone 10. And it's not easy to grow everything down here because we're in the tropics. But peppers are very easy to grow down here, and you shouldn't have any problem. Now, you're in Kansas, right? He's in Kansas?
He's in Kansas City.
No problem.
Should be easy to grow?
Oh, tons. You can grow anything in Kansas.
That's probably why he's calling. He's sending a message because he wants to know. Now, how big do these get?
They can get up to 5 feet tall.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
Is this a young plant?
This is a young. It's about 6 months old. My baby.
It's a baby.
I start everything from seed. I really like to start from seed because I bond with them like babies.
She likes the color. You know, she's not eating this.
So wait a second. This was not a plant that you bought and
you grew.
No. You started with seeds.
I always start from seed.
In the soil.
Absolutely. That's the best way to do it because if you buy a plant from a nursery, you don't know where the plant has been or what it's been through. It's always better just to err on the good side, which is to grow it yourself. And it's a whole mindset.
Yeah. Tell me about the soil. What kind of soil do you use?
That's a really good question. Down here, I use a mixture of soil. I use a one-third, one-third, one-third. I use one-third peat moss, one-third vermiculite, and one-third compost. You can substitute different things for the vermiculite and the peat moss, but I prefer that mix myself. It really works for me, as you can see.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of make your own soil?
Yes, I mix my own soil, too.
Okay. How do we find you if a high school wants to call or if they want
or
your
services?
Or
someone wants you to come to their house and help them
grow a garden who has absolutely no knowledge of how to grow anything?
Good question. Well, you can get in touch with me at ediblegardening.com or .biz. I'm sorry, ediblegardening.biz. Or ediblegardening@AOL.com is my address. And my website is ediblegardening.biz.
Excellent.
And I'm at the Yellow Green Farmers Market every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So come on down.
What kinds of things will we find at your booth?
Oh, well, just me and pictures and plants. And information, because people come up to me there, and I offer them free information.
She also does demos. They have a whole thing on women health and all that. She does demos, and we're going to do a little bit more and get her a little bit more involved in there, because they have a lot of information that can help people. You know, a lot of people, this stuff is really what you have to get into. the natural stuff again. Stamp Out Sugar program started in January, which I was just informed of. Mm-hmm. They don't want any more sugar in this country than what we already have. Everybody's obese. So the natural stuff, is I like it because it's really the way to go.
It is. Actually. It's the only way. You can take vitamins till you're blue in the face, but you need to have the stuff from the earth. We don't know what's in vitamins. We know what's in our plants.
Oh, that's so true.
You don't know what's in them.
All right, Karen, I want to thank you for coming on.
That was fast.
It flies. Ediblegardening.biz.
Ediblegardening.biz. That's where you can find me.
AOL.com.
That's right.
And you can write in, and if we get any questions or anybody wants any more information, we'll hand it to you on the weekend.
Excellent.
And we'll see you out there. You know, we have at the Yellow and Green, we have a leprechaun deal. Yeah, I tried to see you yesterday. I couldn't find you.
No, I wasn't there yesterday.
They're going to have gold coins. I'm going to bring you gold coins, and people are going to find them in your booth, and you're going to give them a coupon if they find it. The one that collects the most gold coins at the end of the day and turns them in is going to be a prize.
Which
we're going to have it set up down there.
Good. Well, that sounds great. Maybe one of the prizes can be a garden by me.
You can offer that. That's a fantastic idea. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Let's step out. And we'll get back. Stay right here with me. Stay right here. Where'd she go?